Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
We had a little chat about some of the greatest songs that feature the whistle.
Yes.
Whistling songs. And one of the songs was this one.
I mean, the best. Very polarizing. A lot of rockaholics very upset with Danny and Sarah because they have no clue what this song is and don't understand the importance of Wind of Change.
It's embarrassing, kind of, you know?
I couldn't sleep last night. I was in bed whistling, thinking about Danny and Sarah.
Follow the Moscow, down to Gonky Park.
It's also gotten better.
I think you guys were all high back in the... When did this song come out?
1991.
Like, even worse.
It was 91?
I think it was 91.
I think it was like 89.
Oh.
I don't know. I'm going to have to do some research on that. I think it was late 80s. I'm pretty sure that happened before grunge. I could be wrong.
Wow, you guys are such big fans.
Mm.
Oh, you better watch your mouth, lady. And I know you mentioned, like, you were like, oh, I don't know that. Can you play something else of the song? Maybe I'll reckon. And so here's, like, the hook.
Not better.
No? Did you figure out what year it came out?
91. Terry
91, you were right.
Immediately. Look at her spout that off.
Wow, you're a bigger Scorpions fan than I realized.
I don't know about that. Well, of course, this got us all fired up. Talking about our own whistling skills.
That was the best
off
part.
The air.
I kind of wish microphones were still rolling at around like 10 o'clock. I mean, granted, we did have a couple of glasses of champagne because we were celebrating my birthday 4 days late with the men's room. But then we got into a big argument over who's a better whistler.
Oh, that wasn't very good.
Moist those lips, girl.
Mm, I need some chapstick. Are you doing inside and outside?
I'm a sucker and a blower when it comes to whistling.
Yeah, you are.
Wow.
Wow, we're pretty good at this.
Are you?
Now, Migs, I heard you even got your daughter involved in this conversation. Is this true?
Because I was whistling and I got home. I couldn't stop whistling the damn song. And so Tatum was just kind of like, she doesn't know how to whistle. And I was trying to teach her how to whistle. And well, I grabbed my phone to record it.
I'm just the horse.
Oh, can you whistle for me again?
Yeah, there's no putting lips together or anything like that. She just goes, oh! So for the rest of the day, that's what she's trying to call DJ. Oh! Oh my God. That's me.
Nailed it.
You're totally crushing it.
Nailed it.
It sounds like a dying dog and me whistling as it's dying.
I'm surprised your dogs aren't, like, in it, right? Howling.
Lulu's practically deaf as well as blind now.
Also, is your wife home at this time?
She's in the other room.
What is going on?
She's like, what is... I gotta question my husband's parenting ways.
You do that? That sounds just like the song. Your turn.
She's crushing it.
She's doing something.
Honestly, the girl's got rhythm.
I mean, the Scorpions are just higher. Right? You know, not getting any younger, those guys. I think they need a new lead singer.
I think the song would have been better with Tatum.
I'm impressed, honestly. You're a great teacher, Steve.
Thank you. That's what a good parent does, Taryn. They teach them how to whistle and ride a bike, of course. Oh, this is great. We just got a text message saying you guys should get Danny's daughter to listen and review it like she did with Metallica.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Oh, no. Oh,
I can only imagine if you play this for her. I have a feeling that the answer will be a little worse than this.
Well, it's dumb.
Yeah, honestly, it probably will. I'm kind of interested to see what she's going to say now.
Could you play it for today and then tomorrow morning at this time we could hear what she thinks of it?
Yeah, it's better than our conversation yesterday than we had. So I'm 100% in for that.
Oh, no. Why does Steve like this?
I don't know. You know, it just triggers some childhood nostalgia watching Headbangers Ball.
Heck yeah. Yeah.
That was on Headbangers Ball?
Oh my gosh, yeah. It's a power ballad, Danny.
Is it?
It's time for you to learn about power ballads. It wasn't just always headbanging stuff. You had to, like, you know, you had to do stuff for the ladies.
Of course.
And the sensitive fellas.
Of course.
Did you watch that?
It's dumb.
Headbangers Ball. That blows my mind.
Yeah. Ricky Rackman.
No, I know the show, but I'm saying, like, the fact that that was on it.
So tomorrow at this time, we'll plan to get Lily's review.
Yes, I'm actually really fired up to hear what Lily thinks.
Every time that she reviews something, it just makes me feel really bad about my life choices. Like, I feel ashamed.
You should.
She's getting bullied by a 10-year-old. Is she 10 or 11?
She is 10.
She is 10.
She's never targeted you by name.
Why does Steve like this?
She's also very skibbity and Sigma, so get ready for those things. I don't either.
And every time we bring it up, nobody has given us a good enough explanation of why that makes sense to use as a word.
And she just laughs. That's the worst part. I'm like, what does it mean? And she's like, duh.
But more importantly, I think I'm the better whistler of the two.
Okay. Between us?
Yeah.
I feel like it was sprung on me. I didn't really have a lot of time to prepare today.
I'm already teaching my children. My child. One child.
I'm struggling today.
Oh, well.
Boom.
No. You can't boom after that performance. What? You just try to mic drop yourself and yeah.
Let's check with Lily. What does she think?
Well, it's dumb.